Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and, of course, around the world, but also to welcome to the programme this week four dynamic, talented, diverse personalities who are going to show their skill with words and language as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Charles Collingwood, and seated on my left, Jenny Eclair and Stephen Fry, and will you please welcome all four of them? Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me with the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Radio Theatre in the heart of Broadcasting House. And we're beginning the show this week with Stephen Fry. Stephen, here's a subject for you, a perk of my job. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Well, a perk of my job that I'm happy to be able to expand on now and share with an audience is that I have reached a level of celebrity which means I am now a member of the Grand Lizard Council, which actually runs the world. Only David Icke knows about this. Many politicians, princes,
and
dukes.
And Paul has challenged.
I didn't see you at the last meeting. You mentioned it, didn't you, Nicholas? Do you remember mentioning it?
I know. Yes. Because I was there before you, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. You were doing the catering.
And I remember how much you ate as well.
Exactly. Yes. Is this true?
Paul, you have the subject as well as a point, of course. 43 seconds, a perk of my job starting now.
I used to think that a perk of my job when I was working on a show called Room 10 Ditto, that I would meet people that I've always wanted to be associated with. Spike Milligan came on the very first series that I did, and I used to listen with...
Stephen Challenge.
Yeah, well, he started with, I always used to, and
that's
then
right.
He said, I used to,
and
just now.
He used to, so you repeated used to, yes.
Hang on.
A moment ago you were shouting for him, and now you're groaning.
Aren't they fickle?
They're so fickle.
Oh, right, they can turn.
The correct challenge, Stephen.
This is not put on for your benefit, you know.
So, 29 seconds, Stigma. Here, a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course. A perk of my job starting now.
A perk of my job, very seriously, ladies and gentlemen, is that many years after first striving to make it in this business we called show, I was first allowed...
Jenny Challenge.
Two firsts.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Mm, very good. Absolutely right.
So, Jenny, well listened. A correct challenge. A point to you. 20 seconds are still available. A perk of my job starting now.
A perk of my job is that I haven't really got one. Hurrah! I'm unemployed. Can do what I like. Go to yoga class. Why don't I, instead of just standing in front of the fridge shoveling food into my
Charles
face?
Challenge.
Well, that was a hesitation. She was really fighting to speak, weren't you?
I was choking, Charles. Mm.
Choking.
Because I'm a professional, I am trying to keep going.
I am in the layout of the show closer than you are to her.
Yes,
and she was choking a bit, but she was keeping going and getting the words out.
True. But I was feeling sorry for her. I mean, she was choking, for God's sake, Nicholas.
But she wasn't hesitating.
No, but she was dying, old darling. Yeah.
She was
much more serious than playing
a
game. She was about
perk
to fade
of my
out.
Job. No. I'm used to dying.
Do I get it now?
No, you don't, Charles. I'm sorry.
But I get a bonus for simply kind.
No.
You can't get a bonus for suggesting that somebody else is dying. I mean, that's having certain limits.
So, Jenny, an incorrect challenge. 10 seconds still available. A perk of my job starting now.
A great perk of my job is working with all these marvellous people who I don't have to see again tomorrow. Because, you know, it's just a once in a blue moony kind of thing. I wouldn't want to see these old ladies.
So, Jenny Eclair was speaking as the whistle went, and whoever does that in this game gets a bonus point, and it was Jenny, of course, and she's now in the lead at the end of that round. Yes, right. She's one ahead of Paul Merton and two ahead of Stephen Fry.
Say that again. Who am I ahead of again?
No. You're in the lead, my darling.
In front, in ahead of Stephen and Paul. That's right, yes. I don't need to do anything else in the show.
Jenny, will you begin the next round? Oh, you know anything about this? Shopping online. 60 seconds starting now.
I don't mind shopping online. I've bought holidays to locations such as Africa, America, Germany, France, Holland, Tunisia, Scandinavia, also... Oh, it was such a good idea!
Right, Stephen, your challenge.
Well, there was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes.
It was a good list.
It was a good list.
Is it true?
Do you know what? No.
Oh.
The thing about listing I've discovered in this game is that there comes a point when you cannot go on listing. You have to change and go into some more...
Clement was the master there. He could list forever, couldn't he?
He always very clever.
He
knew he was coming
to
the end of his list and go into something else.
That's what I was going to do.
Right, so... 45 seconds for you, Stephen, on shopping online, starting now.
Ocado is one of the rather weird names of an online shopping service. There are many others, of course. Amazon is well known, far too celebrated for me to expand on it much further. However, Play.com is another...
Jenny, challenge.
Well, it was however, he said.
It is a real word.
It's deviation from however.
Whomever and however, they're both poetical uses of the word. I promise you, look it in a dictionary. Whomever, however. I wouldn't have said it otherwise. It's a nice... I've always said it.
My
favourite.
Yeah, but I'm at a disadvantage having not been educated at all.
No. Well, I'm sorry. I had literally no idea.
I'm hoping you might catch some of my thickness by osmosis and halfway through the show crack up completely.
No, I think...
How are you speaking English? Is it sheer guesswork every word?
You're doing jolly well in that case.
You're doing all right, actually.
Getting really hot.
So, I'm sorry, Jenny.
However.
Yes, an incorrect challenge. And 31 seconds, Stephen, shopping online, starting now.
Terribly tempting business, really, isn't it? Because it's so easy simply to tick and click and order that checkout. It's so strong.
Jenny, your challenge.
That was a terrible hesitation.
It wasn't awful.
However.
We're back with you, Jenny. Tell us more about shopping online. 22 seconds, starting now.
It's great because you can pretend to be at work and actually you're looking at the bedding in the white company thinking, I might get that. Oh, look, Mr. Joseph's is coming up. Let's click back to my secretarial work. Can you tell I've never actually worked in an office in my life? Making this up, but sometimes, you know, when you con yourself and you try to write a book.
So Jenny Eclair was again speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and she's maintaining her lead. One ahead of Stephen, two ahead of Paul Merton, five ahead of Charles Collingwood, and there
he's
we are.
He's giving me asthma. Excited by the prospect of having won two rounds. I'm actually having respiratory problems. Charles, you
I
might
said
be...
you weren't well, you see. Yeah. I was trying to help you and I could have had the subject.
You've had subject this year.
I had a lot to say about shopping online, but I'm not going to.
That's the toughness of the game. And who's going to begin? Paul Merton.
Yes.
Will you begin the next round?
Yes.
The subject is Granny's Cooking. Granny's Cooking. 60 seconds, starting now.
I knew neither my paternal grandmother or my maternal, so I don't really know anything about the cooking. I mean, one died in about 1951, and the other one was about 1932.
Charles, you've got in there.
Yeah, because you stopped.
That is
because he doesn't care about the subject. You can tell, can't
no, I don't care.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
I care passionately, but I just...
I want to talk about Granny's Cooking for about 54 seconds. Is that right?
You're in there,
and
Charles.
I'm ready.
54 seconds, Granny's Cooking, starting now.
My grandmother had spent a long time in India. When she came back to England, we always had curry. Her flat smelt so much of spices and gorgeous textured rices and chutney and little spoonfuls of yum-yum, which I would put on the side. Oh! Isn't yum-yum one word?
It may be hyphenated, but I think in just a minute it is a repetition.
Yeah. Oh. No wonder I'm passionate. Harsh news, isn't it? Harsh news.
I mean, some spell it with a hyphen, some don't.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, do you challenge first?
Oh,
you have the benefit of the doubt. You have Granny's
Come on,
Cooking.
Jenny, good luck.
37. seconds, starting now.
Had one granny who could cook, the other was rubbish. Cooking Nana, right, she was a meat and potato pie queen. Remember when my granddad died at the funeral? She was lashing out the lamb and spud and red cabbage.
Charles, your chance.
Hesitation.
Yeah, because yeah, I was like, yeah, I was getting emotional about... yeah. About the red cabbage and meat and potato pie.
You're lucky to have such precious memories.
Charles. Granny's cooking, 24 seconds, starting now.
I wish Paul had been my brother and the same age as me because we could have shared a granny and he would have enjoyed the food that my granny was cooking.
Paul Jones.
Don't you patronise me with your offers of half a granny.
We've had two grannies.
Poor boy never had a granny's life. Yeah, have half of mine.
What's your challenge within the rules of just a minute, Paul?
Within the rules of just a minute, none. We're in the bounds of human decency, plenty.
I was offering so much, and he threw
it back. Which half am I going to get?
You're going to get the. You're going to get her cooking. You poor thin little thing. I've done sympathy for Paul now. Let's move on.
Paul, we enjoyed your interruption.
Yes.
So you get a bonus point for that. Charles, it was an incorrect challenge, so you have a point for that. You have Granny's cooking still, 14 seconds, starting now.
Granny's cooking is the finest we can fetch, because when...
Poor challenge.
What do you mean, fetch? I didn't have a grandmother. We never had to fetch her cooking. We couldn't fetch her, never mind the cooking. What's all this fetching the cooking business?
However, Charles might have gone to Granny's flat and fetched a basket of cooked curries to bring back to...
Absolutely right.
I'm sorry, let's not take this any further. Far enough on that. I mean,
I'm fetching up here.
Paul, correct challenge. 10 seconds. Granny's cooking, starting now.
Family law tells us that it was magnificent food. She would wander in from the kitchen with a couple of dumplings in her hand and frozen peas would play...
So, Paul Merton, speaking as Whistle Wind, getting that extra point. It's very even between them all. Charles has got 4, Stephen's got 5, Paul's got 6, and Jenny's got 7. Stephen, I'm sure this is something around your area of knowledge and information. Blogging. It's your turn to begin, so would you tell us something about blogging in this game, starting now?
Well, the word blog is a contraction of weblog, and blogging really is a kind of logging. It's basically a form of diarising or journal keeping, but online, on the web, if you prefer. It was coined about 7 years ago. I don't know why my voice did that. And has taken on an enormous popularity.
Paul Challenge.
Has Stephen been channeled by the ghost of Elvis Presley? What's happened there?
Oh, if you really want to listen, I'll see.
What's going on? Are we having a... Is it a seance? Just a seance? What's going on?
I should explain to our listeners that peculiar laugh is coming from Stephen, actually.
It could be coming from Glenn Miller. We don't know.
What comes of me. It's anywhere I keep going, it's to be odd. I'm sorry. When I was a boy, I used to come and watch Kenneth Williams doing this, you know.
He would go into different voices.
And he used to go, and somehow I just you absorb it, listening over the years of suddenly having. I don't know, I obviously. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It didn't. It sounded more like Kenneth Williams and. Elvis Presley, actually.
Anyway,
Paul, we love the interruption, so Paul gets a bonus point. Stephen wasn't deviating or doing anything strange. We were doing a lot of strange things, but he was still keeping the subject. Blogging, back with you, Stephen, and 41 seconds starting now.
Many of you may have heard, very fortunate if you haven't, of the micro-blogging service Twitter, which has obtained some sort of notoriety of late. Tweeting or the sending of miniature blog-style objects, 140 characters.
More challenge.
Well, it's Alec Guinness now. Is he auditioning for somebody tonight? Trevor, none in the third row.
England is not Alec Guinness. If it were Alec Guinness, you would know about it.
But sometimes the Alec Guinness impression can be heard on more than one side of the show.
Anybody else want to do an impersonation?
Yeah, go on, do your Prince Albert.
Well, Victoria, I do think it's time that we went to bed.
He was in the room.
Well,
he was in the room with us.
Exactly.
I can even see the ring glinting.
Yeah.
But did you see the glinting? Victoria's eye, what do you have? It's amazing how a simple show like this can get us all hysterical.
Yeah.
But it is enjoyable. But, Paul, what was your challenge? When
I don't know, but I don't think it was, I think it wasn't a legitimate one. I don't know.
Well, that's Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness, Guinness, yes. Yeah, but, Guinness, yeah. It was a good luck. Give him another bonus. No, it was worthy of a bonus point. But you get a point because you were interrupted.
Oh, right,
you enough. Still have blogging. You have 28 seconds starting now.
I feel rather sorry for many of the BBC foreign correspondents and journalists.
Paul Challenge.
The repetition of B.
Yes, BBC.
Book one. What was I thinking of? Carry on. Sorry.
No, but if you were really in the shoes or the
mentally, I know double BC or whatever.
When Kenneth Williams was challenged on that, he went catatonic.
Did he?
Absolutely went off the wall. You know, BBC. No, no, you can't. This is the way you go. You can't have the BBC.
It was so bad it turned him stage Jewish. Unbelievable.
Right. Paul, a correct challenge. The auditions are over.
Yep. What was the subject?
Blogging.
That was a long time ago.
I always give you the subject before you start.
Oh, do you?
Yes. But everybody else was telling you. It's blogging, and there are 25 seconds starting now.
As Stephen has mentioned, this is now a very popular pastime throughout the world. I haven't really caught up with it myself, but I do have a computer at home, and sometimes when I turn it on, I think, well, you know, I might have a look at the blogging community, see what they're up to these days. But, of course, I spend most of my time running the Church of England. It's buzz.
You buzz first, Stephen. What's your
time? Time. You repeated time.
Yes, you had another time.
Oh, yes. We all buzz for time.
Yes, right. And, Stephen, you got him 6 seconds ago on blogging starting now.
I suppose, like many things in the popular way, blogging the Monday becoming popular.
Jenny challenged.
He said popular before. Mm. I'm not sure whether in the rules of games, because, obviously, I'm just a novice.
No, it's an unpopular, then. We'll become unpopular.
Sorry, Betty, we're talking. It's such a stupid voice. I'm from
you're
probably right.
He is deviating from the voice he was using before, isn't he?
He is, that's true.
It was only that I thought he'd said popular twice.
Jenny, I'm trying to help you.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what he was doing.
Right, Jenny, 3 seconds from you on blogging starting now.
Can't be doing with blogging, it bores.
So, Jenny Eclair was again speaking as a whistle when gained the next point. She's equal in the lead now with Paul Merton, and they're both together one ahead of Stephen Fry, and they're a few more ahead of Charles Collingwood. But Charles begins the next round. Charles, the subject is making an impression. You've tried that very hard. very apt, the subject should come up now. But Charles, 60 seconds starting now.
I went to the doctor. I said, I broke my arm in 3 places. He said, don't go to those destinations.
Now, there was me making an impression. And I'm thrilled to get a round of applause, because it obviously means you know who I was taking off. I do think that it's important in life, and I'm now talking to the younger members of the audience, that when you first go for an interview, you must try and make an impression. And clean, polished shoes are the best possible thing that you can have. Because...
Paul Challenge.
That's rather rude to interrupt, because I was instructed. It was a serious moment.
Yes, I don't know. I suppose I am being pedantic, but clean, polished shoes are the best things you can have.
Pants. You've got to have pants, man.
The address of where the interview is.
This is nonsense. Pants. How on earth is the man giving you a job going to see whether you've got pants on? But
well,
shoes,
if you're wearing
yes.
them on your head, that's nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're just being silly
certainly,
now.
And certainly,
sorry, I don't
to be fair, clean polished shoes will make an impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they won't make the best impression.
No.
Well, it says making an impression, not the best impression.
Oh,
making an impression.
Ah, very good. Very
well
good.
Done.
Very clever.
So yeah. you have the benefit of the doubt. You have another
point. And I have another point.
And you have the subject. And you have 28 seconds making an impression.
You're trying to win your bus fare.
Will you not? How dare you interrupt? I'm about to start.
You haven't started yet.
My bus fare. Yeah.
Stephen,
repetition of bus.
He didn't say starting now.
I'm sorry, Stephen. There's a little confab going. He hasn't actually started yet.
Sorry.
Why would he need his bus fare? Hasn't he got a bus pass?
Oh. Oh.
Saucer of milk.
How can we... You're taking on some of the acid that we get from the fellows.
That made me laugh.
Well, that's a start, isn't it?
Now, let's get back to just a minute.
Yeah.
And, Charles, it was an incorrect challenge.
Yeah.
Because you have another point for that. 28 seconds, making an impression, starting now.
One of the things I've really loved doing is going to the seaside, and when the tide goes out and the sand is warm and hard, by putting your foot prently down...
Stephen Chan.
There really isn't such a word as prently, I'm sure.
There is a lot of words called prently, promptly and pruntly.
Yeah.
And you know that.
If only, it's a nice thought.
And you know that.
No, old Dorset words.
Old Dorset words. Prently.
Dorset.
I went to school in Dorset and we talked about I'll be there prently.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a sweet
it was a school, school motto, wasn't it? Your yeah. school motto.
Yes.
Stephen, will you have a correct
All right,
challenge?
Okay.
And 13 seconds on making an impression starting now.
A thing dentists or orthodontal people often do is take a medium of some sort, a plaster of Paris before it is set, and place a pair of gnashers in it in order to make an impression for making all kinds of different things.
Well... We've had so much fun in this particular edition of Just a Minute, we haven't got through many, many subjects. And we now have time for only one more. Oh, you are lovely. I'm sure you'd like to know the situation as we move into the final round. Charles Collingwood, in spite of all his passion, is trailing a little in fourth place. Jenny Eclair, who was in the lead alongside Paul Merton up to now, has now lost it by 1 point to Stephen Fry. But it is Jenny's turn to begin.
Ah.
Somebody in the audience said something which we didn't catch.
Someone said, go, Jenny. Go, Jenny.
Yeah. Right.
And I really
well,
appreciate
go, Jenny.
It. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't know what this means, Jenny, but I'm sure you can go on it. Three things you should know about salt. 60 seconds starting now.
I am the face of less salt, in actual fact. The government hired me to do a campaign encouraging the folk of the land to eat less of that chemical compound, sodium chloride.
Less, I'm afraid.
Less, two
yeah,
lesses.
Yeah.
Well, you should eat less
salt. The face of less salt.
That's what I was paid to do, tell people to eat less salt.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Stephen, you have a correct challenge. 50 seconds. You tell us something about three things you should know about salt,
well,
starting now.
Three things you should know about salt. It's called sodium chloride, or the kind we eat is at least. Also often...
Charles,
there was a hesitation.
There was a little hesitation. A little hesitation. So, Charles, you're in on this last subject. 43 seconds. Three things you should know about salt, starting now.
Can you think of anything harder than to talk about salt and three things you know about it?
Paul, challenge.
Four things you know about salt.
Yeah, so that was good. You get a bonus point for that remark. So, Charles, you have another point. And you have the subject, and 38 seconds starting now.
When you cry and your tears run down your face into your mouth, you can taste salt. Salt in a cellar is an extraordinary place to keep it.
Paul, challenge.
I just feel we're not going to get to three things. I just... I challenged far too prematurely. I'm sure I'm sure you can taste it when you cry. You keep it in cellars. The third thing is going to knock us all out. I But it involves the word chips.
Have you got a challenge?
I haven't, sadly, no. Have you?
Well, no, I haven't, yes. But it's not my job to challenge.
Is it not?
No, it's up to me to make the decisions.
Is it?
After all these years, have you not worked that one out yet?
No.
Anyway, but we did enjoy what you said again.
Yeah.
So give him that bonus point. More important. 26 seconds. Charles, you got a point for being interrupted. 26 seconds. Three things you should know about salt, starting now.
Third thing I'd like to tell you about is this old sailor boy in Cornwall who was a real old salt. He was a man of...
Stephen Challenge.
Old sailor boy who was an old salt. It's too old.
Yes. Oh, very good. Oh, very good, Stephen.
I do know.
Very good.
So, Stephen, you got in on this subject. 19 seconds still available. Three things you should know about salt, starting now.
Something I'm happy to share with you about salt is that our word salary derives from the Latin for salt. Romans were paid in that commodity. It was considered very valuable, and for that reason, we have ascribed the usage of that nomenclature to our weekly or monthly stipend.
So, Stephen Fry was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point for doing so. Let me give you the final result. Why, God, what an even contest. And what a yo-yoing contest. That's repetition, I know, but please forgive me. Because Jenny, who was leading throughout, lost the lead in that last round.
Oh. Yes. Oh.
When she's only 1 point behind Charles, who, with all his passion and salt in the last round there, came forward and finished up in third place... He was 1 point behind Paul Merton, who's now in second place, and he's 1 point behind Stephen Fry, who is the winner this week. Yeah. A very fair and evenly balanced contest, only 1 point separating them all, 9, 10, 11, 12, like that. But as I often say, the points are not so important as the... Darling, I was going to finish by saying it's the contribution. Yes. Your contribution was wonderful. Your position was secondary.
Thank you.
Your contribution. So, what remains me to say, to thank our four intrepid players of this game, Paul Merton, Charles Collingwood, Jenny Eclair and Stephen Fry. I also thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score and blown her whistle when the 60 seconds was up. We are grateful to our producer, Claire Jones. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're grateful to this lovely audience here in the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House for cheering us on our way and joining in the fun which we enjoy as much as they do. So, from our lovely audience and from me, Nicholas Barnes, and our lovely panel, goodbye, and remember, tune in the next time we play Just a Minute! Yeah!
Well, no jam tomorrow, I'm afraid, but plenty more next week. Tomorrow at the same time, Steve Punt and Hugh Dennis are back with The Now Show.